Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a quick daily editorial. Big Al is running way behind schedule this morning, but Jim has something he wants to bring up right away. Wants to talk about Twitter and Elon Musk. Jimmy, you're on, babe.
Yeah, so Elon Musk went ahead on Friday afternoon and released information, emails, and data on Twitter suppressing information on the Hunter Biden laptop story and overall Twitter censorship policy.
Yeah.
And this is like really, really damning information. So he released it to a journalist, Matt Taibbi, and he's an award-winning, very national magazine, wrote for the Rolling Stone. He's a leftist, you know, basically a leftist type of a journalist, and hasn't been really, you know, hasn't been a big fan. Like, he's not a Trumpster or anything like that. He's kind of a neutral guy.
Yeah.
But he has been standing up against some of the censorship and some of the things that the Biden administration has been doing. Well, Musk released this information, and it goes into excruciating detail on how the FBI and the DOJ were warning Twitter about the laptop as potential Russian disinformation. And James Baker, the former director, the former senior lawyer for the FBI, who was the one that approved the basically the Russia collusion narrative and attacked Michael Flynn and allowed the FBI to continue down this road to undermine the actual Trump administration.
Yeah.
He was the Twitter legal advisor, and he weighed in and said, yeah, we better treat this as Russian disinformation. Now, we know that the FBI had the laptop since 2019. And they 10 months before the story broke, and they were doing nothing about it. They were sitting on it, and they've basically covered it up and done nothing since then. So now you've got a very clear amount of complicity with the DNC, with the Biden sycophants inside Washington, D.C., or Democratic sycophants, if not Biden sycophants. And a big tech company, the largest voice out there in public, you know, information and media, Twitter, working together in conjunction to silence voices and to shut down knowledge that would have probably changed the outcome of the 2020 election.
And so, long story short, this is breaking today, right?
Yeah, it's been breaking all weekend. Here's the interesting part about it. So when he started reporting on Friday night, Matt Taibbi, and started putting a Twitter thread out on what was the information behind it, a lot of left-wing journalists started attacking him, saying, oh, you're basically saying, hey, you're the spokesperson for the richest man in the world, including Washington Post journalists who work for Jeff Bezos. You know, so the irony is unbelievable. And again, they're attacking the messenger rather than analyzing the message. But here's something really interesting. The New York Times published a story on it yesterday. And it was a small story, but basically said, oh, this is nothing new. We kind of knew this was happening. But they actually said the laptop was stolen, when in fact the laptop was not stolen. We know for a fact that it was actually left at this guy's computer repair shop. And at the computer repair shop, he turned it over to the FBI or actually warned them through his father of the information that was on it. And it's been completely, you know, ignored forever by the FBI. So here's the New York Times playing cover. Here's left-wing journalists attempting to basically agree with silencing information as Elon Musk and Twitter are actually, you know, Elon Musk is opening the Pandora's box of information. Which I think is fantastic because, you know, you've got to have both sides of the story, as you often say. And I think this information warfare battle is coming to a head, especially with corporate media and groups like Twitter. Of course, we know that Facebook was informed by the FBI about the same thing. They silenced information. And it's interesting because a lot of journalists are still saying, even on Fox News this weekend, said, oh, and Trump's complaining about it, you know, though he's, you know, complaining about the 2020 yeah. election, though he's shown no evidence. I hear this all the time. I read it all the time. No evidence of fraud or corruption. Well, here is direct evidence. And as they're presenting this information that Twitter silenced information and censored it, that was direct involvement in the election, and it was directly related to actually government involvement as well.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that Elon Musk is doing more for the integrity of our country than any American citizen is doing at this moment in time.
Yeah, you know, and here's a guy that's never voted Republican before, never been a conservative, but basically understands the idealism of classic liberalism, with free speech is essential to our, you know, to our country, and watching what's happening. And he's getting a lot of flack for it. In fact, you know, some people are concerned about whether or not he'll be killed.
Yeah.
And I think that's a legitimate concern. We have gone beyond the realm of accepting each other's political ideologies and arguing and discussing them. We've gone into the of silencing voices, and that's exactly how authoritarianism and tyranny works.
Yeah.
You know, that they, in order to survive, they must silence, they must use propaganda, they must silence the opposition.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening right now with the Biden administration.
Well, I think it looks like it is coming to a head. We're gonna talk about this again this afternoon. I'll be back from the dentist by about noon. And Jimmy and I will be back on the waves, airwaves here about 1 o'clock or so, that's Pacific Standard Time. Jim, thank you so much for breaking this early this morning.
Oh, you bet, Al. We'll talk to you later. Good luck at the dentist.
Thanks.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.